On February 5th, 1915, two men risked their lives to save a child who dashed into the path of an oncoming train.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
29-year-old Peter Baxo was the railroad crossing watchman in Wadsworth, Ohio, a small town just west of Akron. Baxo, who had only one arm, was already stopping pedestrians from crossing the tracks ahead of a train that was about to roll through at 40 miles an hour. 5-year-old Lois Shelley was in a hurry. She darted past Baxo onto the tracks and then stumbled and fell to her knees between the rails. The engineer of the train, then only seconds away, applied the brakes, but there was no chance of stopping in time. Baxo reacted instantly. With the train barely 30 feet away, he dashed onto the tracks, grabbed the little girl's skirt with his single hand, and snatched her to safety just as the train thundered past. Charles Kunkler, who had been standing a few feet closer to the tracks than Baxo, also raced in front of the fast-approaching train, reaching the child a second later. None of the three was injured. For their selfless acts, both Baxo and Kunkler were awarded Carnegie medals.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.